This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we get moving today with this from you, Jackson. One is not enough.
Again, this is, everybody wants to make this a big moment. Winning is outstanding, but we plan on doing this more. You know, this is just the start of it, I truly believe, for this football team.
An AB-free first hour from us here on the Fan Morning Show, so happy Friday to you in this 6 o'clock hour. You've heard enough AB drama. We're going to put it on hold for just a little while and talk Cleveland Browns. Are they the best team in the AFC North? Are the Cleveland Browns now the favorite for the Super Bowl out of the AFC? 412-928-9370. It's been 635 days, though, Chris, since they've won. Baker Mayfield gets infused into a game where they are down 14-0. Tyrod Taylor gets concussed. Here comes Baker Mayfield, and yes, he leads them to their first win, snapping that 19-game winless streak back to December 24th, 2016. I'll tell you what, if you watched it, I don't care if you root for the Steelers or whatever, it's damn exciting.
Go Browns.
Yes, sir. Brown on brown jerseys and pants. I'm watching it and I'm thinking, I have a hard time feeling good for anyone in Cleveland. I'm not going so far as to say I felt good for them, but it was a nice story to see.
It was exactly, if you're a Browns fan, what you, not that you wanted Tyrod Taylor to get hurt, but it's exactly what you wanted. You wanted Baker Mayfield to come in, save the day, get you the first W, and this sets them up now. Like, I mean, guys are jumping into the stands, Lambeau leap style, to celebrate with fans after the game. The Bud Light coolers are open. Everything's great in Cleveland this morning.
I don't know if everything's great. They still have to wake up and live in Cleveland.
That's true.
But they did get a win, and I'll tell you what it does for me. Tyrod Taylor, whenever he's healthy, it doesn't matter. And you look around the league, another thing it does, if you're a team like the Cardinals, how is Sam Rose not playing? Like, how do you look at this and you say, wow, I drafted a kid this high and I'm playing Sam Bradford or whatever? Get out of here. You have to play the young kids. And then it screams to me too with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because we always have to yinzerize every topic. That's what we do. Whenever you take a guy like Mason Rudolph, he shouldn't be playing ahead of Ben.
Well, no.
But he's the backup quarterback. Let's not get our signals crossed here. That's what there is, a backup. There's excitement. There's youth. There's excitement. There's people like that. They're exciting. Let those guys free. The days of having to sit for a while, the days of having to learn, this is a plug-and-play league. Give me excitement. Let me go. Again, there's no way Mason Rudolph should be playing ahead of Ben.
No,
but
we're not going
crazy. But this talk about the backup quarterback situation, Mason Rudolph should be the backup quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers or be given every opportunity to be that guy.
Yeah, and across the league, specifically for teams that are in a situation like the Browns or the Jets or the Cardinals, you draft a guy first round, you got to play him. To your point, you plug him in, you let him go like Darnold last night. Terrible second half. Awful. Aided the Browns in their comeback. But you know what? He'll learn from those lumps. They'll move forward. They'll be better for it.
Well, like Wentz stunk whenever he first got to the league. The first couple games, you remember the Steelers played them early. Carson Wentz was not good when he got to Philadelphia.
But he figured it out real quick.
Absolutely. You live with the lumps. You look at it. And, hey, Baker Mayfield is going to go out in the next couple games and probably be okay in one of them. Probably.
Yeah.
He may even throw an interception. He might have a bad game. Guess what? I think he might lose. That could happen.
Plenty.
Yeah, but give me him over. Like, and they should be vilified. Here's the flip side of it. For not coming out of the chute and playing this guy to start the season.
Yeah.
You wasted a couple. It's a tie against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not
saying it's a win.
Right, that Baker Mayfield would have beat him, but he gives you a better chance than Tyrod flipping Taylor.
Yeah, this is, again, this is exactly, if you're the Cleveland Browns, this is exactly the way you probably thought it would go. At some point, Taylor would get hurt or because of performance would have to be pulled from a game. Baker Mayfield would come in, and you had your fingers crossed that he would play well, but you didn't expect him to do what he did and bring the team all the way back and win a game at home in Cleveland for your first win in 2 years.
I tell you what, it adds excitement. The Cleveland Browns the best team in the AFC? 412-928-9370 this morning.
Browns-Rams Super Bowl.
Jarvis Landry was good. You have, you know, and you run Josh Gordon out of town. Maybe that forced everybody to say, hey, we're serious now.
Like, yeah.
Here we go. We eradicated what we looked at as the problem. We're all business right now. Let's get moving forward.
And adding a guy, you mentioned Landry, adding that kind of guy, a veteran who, okay, he doesn't have a postseason history, or at least a big postseason history, but he's played in big games, and he's a veteran who knows how to get it done, and he walked in there. I think back to Hard Knocks and his big speech before the season, and I think it was kind of joked about at the time, but that's one of those turning points for the Browns where a guy comes in who knows how to win and lays it down for him.
Right, and they can play defense. They can stop people, that's for sure. 412-928-9370. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. We asked this question coming up next. Is it better that the Browns are good? You know, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, well, they aren't right now. But is it better that the Cleveland Browns are good? Would you rather them be good and the Steelers develop some sort of rivalry again, like maybe there was in the early 90s with the Cleveland Browns? Hugh Jackson on his quarterback, big number six, Baker Mayfield.
Now, obviously, once Baker got in the game at quarterback, you just saw a different rhythm, which was good, good to see. Obviously, I mean, you can't take that away from him. What a night for him. You know, obviously, he came off the bench, went in there and led this team and help get this team to victory.
Yeah, Tyrod, take a vacation. Don't worry. Don't hustle back.
We're good.
We got it. 412-928-9370. We talk Cleveland Browns. We get into a lot of things, AB, later on in the show. Our breakfast bite, you're going to want to hear Keith Butler being confused. TJ Watt with Jim Colony. That's the end of the hour. Jim is out today. Is Jim out all next week, too?
That's a good question.
I think it's just a weekend trip.
Oh, okay.
I think.
No, he wouldn't have driven that far for the weekend, I don't
maybe
think.
Maybe not.
Anyhow, who knows? We'll figure it all out. So, anyhow, the Cleveland Browns, do you want them to get good? I want them to get good. I do. I want them to. I think it's beneficial to the whole division. I think people look at it like there's no more doormat. It forces everybody's game to rise some, and it creates some excitement from a Pittsburgh standpoint that there is a natural turnpike rival right there. It's one game. I'm not saying they're good, but I want them to be better. I do.
Think about it. There are two spots on the Steelers' schedule every year, and depending on what the Bengals are like, sometimes four spots that you just go at and go, okay, W, 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 W. Okay. If the Browns are good, you don't have that. And as much as you want to see the Steelers win, there you want to see them play entertaining games. I want to see them have good ball games against the Browns. I want to see Baker Mayfield, the young up-and-coming quarterback, go up against the old cowboy Ben Roethlisberger. I want to see those two, when they play in, what is it, week six, week seven, have a good back-and-forth battle. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Carl, he's in Bel Vernon. Carl, he's on the fan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Great.
I'll tell you what, you have to have a bit of a warm, fuzzy feeling there for Cleveland because of the division. You know, during the 70s and 80s, the division, let alone the Super Bowl, ran through Pittsburgh. And if you're under 40 years old, you're not going to know that. But you had Cleveland and Cincinnati, who were perennial powerhouses. And Houston, while they played the also-ran, were able to come in on any given Sunday and put an arse whooping on any of those teams. So, being that Cleveland had a really great victory, and it's a shame because I missed the second half.
Oh, how come? Why'd you miss the
second
half?
Oh, I know. That was terrible. I figured it was going to be the same old, same old.
Same old, same old. The same, and it's old.
Yeah, and
right.
But hopefully this is going to be last night's Cleveland victory will be a signal that the whole division is going to take a step up and be competitive like it used to be. Okay.
Were you narrating an audiobook by chance, Carl?
With the long pause.
You have a
yes.
wonderful voice.
Yeah, you do, Carl. What do you do for a living? Do you talk?
Well, actually, I was in radio for about 6 years, and besides that, I'm a disabled Persian Gulf veteran. I got busted up there over in the Persian Gulf, and I work as a service officer for the American Legion.
Gotcha.
Thank you for
Good
your
stuff.
Service, Carl.
Thank you much, Carl.
You're
and watching lots of football. Are the Steelers going to win on Monday night, Carl?
I tell you what. There's a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, we just have one. Are the Steelers going to win on Monday night, Carl?
Well, I tell you what, I got the feeling they're not.
Okay.
Carl drops the mic.
He does. Nope. They're not. That's it. Yeah, I don't feel good for the people, you know? Screw the people of Cleveland.
I don't know. It's fun to see the team be good.
Right. I want to see the team get good. Like, Andrew Siciliano, nice guy, right? He tweets, his brother sent him a text message that the people, because he's from Youngstown, right? Siciliano is. And so, which is
shocking.
Wait. Stunning name.
Vowel at the end of the name, right. He's from Youngstown.
Right.
He was one of 27,000 Sicilianos from Youngstown.
You think he knew what the number was on the game last night? Anyway, so he says, from his brother in the stadium, and it's a text, I think people are crying in the stands, to which I responded to Andrew, right, because the reality hit they still have to live in Cleveland when they leave that stadium. Like, I don't feel good for the people. Screw people. I feel good for the players, and I feel good for perhaps that there's a rivalry.
Yes.
I want, hey, go ahead and win every game if you want. But when you play the Steelers, I want the Steelers to beat them 52-0.
Absolutely.
52-6 if they could. You know, I want Joey Porter, I want Jerry Porter to fight somebody every game.
I want James Harrison to body slam a Cleveland Browns fan every time they're there.
I can feel good about it, but not feel good for the people.
Absolutely.
That's where I am with it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.